Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. Have you ever asked yourself, in the privacy of your own mind, why does this keep happening to me? Why can't I seem to get a grip on this? Why do I keep getting the same bad results even though I'm trying so hard? Because I'll tell you, as a certified hypnotist, I get a lot of calls from potential clients who are going, I want to know the why. Why does this keep happening? And I'm here to tell you, if you're looking for whys, you're just going to open yourself up for pain. Because the why isn't going to give you the answer that you're looking for. Why do you keep having this challenge? It's because you've been programmed and conditioned to have the challenge. It's not knowledge that you're looking for. It's vision. Now, what does that mean? I'm going to give you the three components that you should be looking for whenever you listen to a podcast, when you read a book, when you take a class, when you work with some sort of mentor or guide, the three pieces of vision. So welcome to Knowledge versus Vision, aka Buyer Beware. By the way, if you're new to my world, this is how it works. Monday through Thursday, you receive one of these Five to Thrive 5-minute recordings that's meant to take you to greater heights of success with less effort. Then on Fridays, you get insight on some very special offers that I have for you. And coming up this Friday, I've got an offer that I'm putting together to doing my very best to absolutely wow you. So that's going to be on April 9th. And then on Saturdays, you get a longer training. Okay, so now let's get back to vision. When you're working with someone, again, it could be in a book. It could be an online class. You're looking for three things. Number one, you are not looking for knowledge. You are not looking for the whys. You are looking for wisdom that improves. You know, what we're told that number one thing to seek is to seek wisdom. So your vision about where you want to go, not why you've been stuck and struggling. You've been stuck and struggling because somewhere along the line you were wounded, and you were wounded so intensely that it created a part of your personality that continues to seek out people, places, and things that are going to recreate that original imprint. The idea is to free yourself from that subconscious contract of struggle and instead reveal who you really are. But you're going to need wisdom that actually improves your life. Then you're going to need a skill set in elevating you and what's best about you. Quit looking at trying to fix where you're broken, where you're flawed. That will only bring you more of what needs to be fixed. You do not need to be saved. Your higher power already took care of that. Oh, excuse me. Have you heard the laughing in the background? Yeah, that was my timer. Isn't that a great timer? The way that's laughing, it just brings such joy to me. It was the timer to make sure that I was doing this recording for you. Okay, so elevation in revealing who you really are. And then the last thing it should bring you is comfort. A sense of ease and well-being. I call it active relaxation. This is where you can relax into success. In fact, if we look at one of the oldest self-improvement and self-development books out there, there are three names for this: edification, exaltation, and comfort. That's what you should be looking for. You cannot hurt yourself into success. You cannot berate yourself in being your very best. Instead, we need the vision of who you really are to actually pull you forward. Now, if you want information on more of this, I've got a free class for you where I go over vision, faith, and belief. Vision, it's not the weight, it's not the money, it's not the relationships. Those are simply KPIs, key performance indicators that show you're on the right path. Faith is actually active relaxation into your vision identity. And then evidence-based beliefs come from your actions, not your results. You want more information on that free class? Go to drewdawnferguson.com/live, as in live your dreams, and you're going to have access to this masterclass. Okay, go out now. And instead of asking why, ask who. Your vision plus your faith plus your belief equals you. I want to pause for just a moment and say, what is it that your health, your wealth, and your happiness needs from you right now? It needs, it wants, it desires your ability to be able to accept suggestions that are going to allow you to achieve and maintain success. See, your identity is made up mental, emotional, physical, and your mental level, your focus has been on how you could serve others to bring them out at their best, but at your expense. Your emotional level, your heart has actually been used to be able to grow the harvest that someone else wants, but for you, you haven't learned how to optimize those emotions to where you're not being overwhelmed, stressed out, absolutely exhausted, and your actions implementing for impact. Those actions can be so hard to follow through whenever you feel like your painful past continues to infect you. You want an identity upgrade. That's what I'm offering you in the brand new course, Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis. I'm going to teach you how to give yourself suggestions that are actually going to bring out your magnificence and your brilliance, revealing more of who you really are. It does not matter where you are in life or what's happened. All of it can be optimized for your benefit. It is at an incredible investment because I want you to be able to say yes to your next level of success. Go to dawnlandrum.com and click on the link that says Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis.